from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
An Odyssey Sports Station. Mornings on the Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You want a smart, lasting clean? How about zero res? How about a smart, lasting defense? Falcons apparently are on the way to doing that, signing 30-year-old Justin Simmons and Matthew Judon. And by the way, yesterday, Squid and Mike talked to A.J. Terrell. Now, this is before the Falcons signed Justin Simmons, and Mike asked A.J. Terrell about that Clemson-Georgia matchup in week one.
Man, it's a lot of pressure, though, man. Yeah, I got a lot of belief in Sweeney and how you getting the boys ready. West, too, with the defense. And, you know, they're going to come prepared, ready to go. I can't wait to watch my little brother get active. And, you know, I'm keeping his head on straight for, you know, getting ready for week one.
Love it, man. All right, how about this? Let's pivot to a little bit closer, man. Westlake against Langston Hughes tomorrow night, facing off. How much attention do you pay to them guys down at Westlake, man? And what do you think about their season they got coming up?
Oh, it's big. You know, anytime we play Langston, it's bring the whole city out. I know it's a big game. The boys getting ready. Coach got them locked in and ready to go. So I wish I could make it, you know. But I know them boys going to be ready to go and hand it to Langston, because it's bragging rights and everybody know what type of heat come with that game. So they'll be ready.
Now, AJ, you get to go against Mike Evans about twice a year. And it's a bigger receiver, more, but a guy can go 50-50 balls. But you're out here every day against Drake London. How important is it for you going against a guy that's really good at those 50-50 opportunities?
Yeah, man. You know, Drake, like I said, every year getting better every week. You know, we come out here and practice, and we just try to give each other the best look. And, you know, this year so far, everything's been looking good in the during camp with me and him going back and forth and him making plays, as you've seen recently, or whatever, stuff like that. But it's a big season for both of us, and, you know, the way we attack practices, you know, how we're going to attack the week and who we played, you know, week in, week out.
Now, in the same light, you know, you're going to go now against Kirk Cousins, who's an elite processor, guy knows where he's going, and he might even go to guys when maybe it's coming back to it. It's not really necessarily his read just to put him up. Yeah. What's it like, and what have you learned kind of going against a guy like that in practice?
Yeah, veteran presence, man. You can't give him the same look. You got to switch it up and, you know, and play your game, you know. Kirk is one of the guys that's come here so far and you know, taking lead of the team and been a good asset for us. And, you know, we look to lean on him and for him to be, you know, be himself and go, you know, go win some games along with us in the back end.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you, man. In my history, right, in my playing days, it was always tough for a corner to be a leader. But that doesn't seem like it's an issue for you out here on the field, man. You lead from the cornerback position. Obviously, there's other guys on the field. And you know, in my experience, leaders kind of came up the middle, right? You had the nose guard, the linebacker, the safety. But that's not the case for you, man. Talk about kind of that journey of becoming a leader, becoming a voice for this defense.
You know, listening to the guys before me, you know, just seeing, like I said, you got to be accountable before you can lead. And just, you know, going out there, making plays, and you ultimately get put in that position of becoming a leader when you know, getting respect of the other guys and things like that. So it kind of came early for me. And then now, you know, having the role that I'm in, you know, and having JB back there with me as well. And, you know, the back end runs through, we say, ourselves, you know, just bringing the energy and practice and, you know, making plays and getting the guys excited and happy when they make their own plays, so we can all just come together collectively and just keep it going.
I mean, the news of the day, obviously, around this team is the addition of Matthew Judon. We talked to Raheem before practice about it. But your thoughts on what a guy like that brings to the room? I mean, obviously, you guys got a great group. Raheem always talks about the ethos and the personality of this group. But you add an all-pro style player, Matthew Judon, as a corner, knowing that guy's coming off the edge and things are happening faster. What does that do for you guys on the back end?
Yeah, man, you know, as a back end in general, you know, the D-line is our bodyguard, man. We love all of them, and you know, having him on board is great. You know, smiles on everybody's faces, and just can't wait to get to work with him.
Now, here today, you got some work, and you got a little interception. What were you like? Your eyes were locked in on that. What did you see there? Walk us through what happened with that.
You know, just trusting the call, man. Just out there playing football, and you know, it was a go ball. So after I got my reads or whatever, just turned and made a play on the ball. You know, something that I'm trying to, you know, get better at, you know, in the season, and, you know, turn around making a play on the ball, because I'm always in position. But sometimes I just need to turn around, snap my head, and go make a play. So that's what I'm working on.
Now, one of the guys out here that's kind of, you know, in your secondary works with you is Clark Phillips. He's a guy who's kind of battling over there with Mike Hughes, but he's, you know, he's 5'9". He's just barely taller than me, or at 5'8½", because I give myself a half an inch. You got to. It's important. And the thing about it for me is that you see him over there going to Kyle Pitts. What do you see in Clark Phillips' game? Why is he able to go against those bigger guys?
Like you said, his height and everything. You know, you look at him on paper, everything looks like, nah, it can't be true. He got the dog mentality, though. You know, he go out there and compete every day in practice. He one of the guys that don't say too much, but his plays speak a lot. So, glad to have Clark on board since he first got here. And he always been elevating his game every, you know, week in, week out in practice.
Now, we've been asking a couple of questions in camp to everybody, and we've gotten some pretty fun answers. One of the questions I've been asking is about the Guardian cap. You know, you guys got to wear it in practice. You can wear it in a game. I think this year, would you ever, and I've gotten some pretty good answers, and they've all been the same, would you ever wear a Guardian cap in a game?
Yeah, I wear it if everybody got it on. That's the only way. Do I want it on? No. Yeah, I don't want it on, but as long as everybody got it on, like right now in practice, your eyes start to get used to it and be like, it's a normal look. But at first, it was always like, oh, the head looked too big, whatever. Whoop. But, you know, if everybody got it on, I don't mind. But, you know, I wouldn't wear it by choice. No.
All right, and one of the other fun questions we've been asking, we've gotten a lot of interesting answers on this one. You pack for training camp, right? And I know you guys have broken camp at this point, but you pack for training camp. You're away from the family for 3 weeks. What's the one thing other than the clothes you got to pack? We got guys bringing box fans, PS5s. Jake Matthews had a foam roller. I mean, we've had a number of different answers. What do you have to bring with you?
For training camp? Man, it's always wheels. I need me an electric bike from getting the A to Z, you know, but for me personally, you know, it's like dorm wise, we got a nice little setup back there, you know, Blank take care of it. So, yeah, you know, I can't really complain too much about there on the back end, but definitely need wheels to get from A to B, C, D, woot, 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 all the way on. So, yeah, that's what you need, some wheels.
That's the morning shift. Electric. Electric wheels.
You ain't doing no pedaling.
All right, that's AJ Trott.
AJ said he does enough backpedaling in practice, he don't need to pedal
no
around
pedaling.
The facility.
Electric bike. So, electric bike.
Dude, he's a guy that we've obviously grew up here, right? Went to Westlake.
Right.
Played this up the road at Clemson.
And a lot of dudes came out of Westlake.
I mean, that school Cam, just rolls them out, the talented players. But I'll tell you, we have seen him grow up before our eyes as far as his comfortability in the media and everything.
You just say comfort.
Comfortability. I like it better. Yeah, I like.
That's too.
I like saying bigger word. Did it sound a big word?
That's not a big word. That's a word. That's a 2 cent word.
That's a Paulding County big word.
Big word.
Attaboy. Yeah. No. Man,
I get credit for it.
I thought the conversation was good. I thought talking to him, and I always love these face to face interviews. You know, we get people in this business on the phone. But being out at training camp for the last couple of weeks.
Being able to make eye contact and everything else and being able to relate more.
I was talking about this yesterday, Rob, and I think you'll enjoy this, is that, you know, we've had really good guests on the show throughout training camp, and they've been kind enough with their time, and Kyle Pitts and Kirk Cousins and Drake London and Darnell Mooney and all these guys that we've been able to. It's funny, Rob, how when you ask them certain questions, their shoulders kind of go back and their eyes light up. You know, when you ask Kyle Pitts about, man, what did it mean when Kirk Cousins signed here? Boy, he straightens up and he's like, wow, man, you know, every other answer is like, you know, hey, you know, that's good. And then when you ask him certain questions, their eyes kind of light up. When you ask A.J. Terrell about his brother at Clemson, right. Avion, facing off against Georgia, he's like, man, you know, it's tough. I'm excited about what Coach Sweeney's doing, and, you know, hopefully they get it done. It's like,
you ask something about their background that people don't normally ask them. That's going to animate them, too. I mean,
it shows
they're more willing to engage with you because you took the time to actually probe into their background and ask them something that will interest them.
I thought he was a lot of fun yesterday, man. And hearing, Bo kind of ask him about pairing up with certain guys and going against Drake London and how challenging that can be, because Drake London is a Spider-Man at wide receiver in terms of ranginess, right? Those balls are going to – all around you. You got to get your head turned around. You got to be able to knock down those long
arms.
He's
got to be one of the best 50-50 ball guys, and physical, especially by the sideline.
When we talked to him, Rob, I led with that question. I think you're the best 50-50 ball guy in the league. And he said, well, I appreciate
that. Can I ask you a question? You specifically.
Thanks, bro.
how has your thought on Drake London as a player changed in just two training camps? You've seen him. You've been out there for two training camps. This is your second one. Has he changed your thought on him as a player?
Well, that's a tough question.
Because I can tell you, I've seen him for three training camps, and he has for me. Because I was not as high on him when they drafted him as the organization was, and I can
back to back weeks, he had really key drops. His rookie year, he fumbled back-to-back fumbles.
He fumbled in the Saints game, caught a big fourth down over the middle, fumbled as he was going down, turned the ball over, and then against the Ravens the next week when it was really cold, the same thing. That was the famous game where he's ripping the sleeves off on the sidelines.
I will say this: I think the expectations for him in this in this franchise have changed, and I think that's allowed me to change what I expect of him and what he is. I think. When you looked at him last year, and he's by far in a way the best offensive, best wide receiver you had last year. I wanted the explosive plays. I wanted the yak. And with Kirk Cousins at the helm and guys like Darnell Mooney and Ray McLeod around him, now I look at him and go, you can just be you, right? You can settle into your role and be a 50-50 ball guy and catch balls across the middle. So I think a little bit of what I see Drake London as has changed. But I think more so the team around him has changed, and the expectations, therefore, have been a little bit different for him. But I'm excited for the season, man. He's up to bat, man. He's going to have a heck of a year.
All right, coming up, we got In the Huddle. Shake up at ESPN. What else is new? And also, we're still basking in the glory of Terry Fontenot with two huge signings on the defense, addressing two of their biggest needs. That's coming up In the Huddle. And this hour brought to you by Zero Res Smart Lasting Clean. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.